HPR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi traveled to the Big Island on the first day that inter-island restrictions were lifted. She is back on Oahu and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. I did get a nice long time on the Big Island, speaking to folks about how things have been going sort of as businesses start to reopen. And one of the things that we did look at that was interesting was talking to businesses right there in downtown Hilo, who just over a month ago were relieved when Governor David Ige said, we are going to start to reopen these businesses starting beginning in June, of course, with social distancing, and you guys take care of what you need to, but we can work on reopening. So partly good news. But with that mandatory 14-day quarantine still in place for tourists, those stores that are businesses that have been dependent for a long time on tourism dollars are still struggling, even with consumers start to trickle back in. But this has had local business owners sort of figuring out how to increase their share of the kamaaina consumers, because really right now they're really the only ones shopping. And speaking to Mua Merriman, she is the owner of Island Nation, a shop right there in downtown Hilo. In the past, she said she's had pretty much even split of tourists and locals, right, 50-50, but that it's hard to figure out who's going to continue to come, right, because locals are sometimes financially strapped. And so when I asked her sort of what she sees moving forward as a business model for her, this is what she had to say.
You know, it's hard because that tourist income is definitely something that we all benefit from, but mm-hmm. I just think it's really important as a consumer to spend your money, whether you're a tourist or a local, in a way that benefits the community that you're living in or visiting in. Even if you have to spend, you know, a little bit more, that money's gonna come back to you eventually. So I think if we can take this opportunity, you know, to shift to a more sustainable economy, that's gonna benefit all of us.
And Merriman has sort of been on this track already. She was, you know, you can kind of tell from her comments that she's always been a big supporter of local, and so she carries local products. So it's been on her radar, but figuring out this has kind of just put her in that position where, okay, now I just have to focus on local until tourists come back. But not everyone agrees with Merriman. I spoke to Ryan Williams, who owns a bar in Kilkaha called Margarita Village, and it's right across the street from Hilo Harbor, so big boon for cruise ship passengers, right? But he's still not back in business. Of course, bars are still closed there. But he says as inter-island travel reopens, that more local consumers coming to the island could be promising for businesses, but that it'll still be hard for the local consumer to carry these businesses through because of the financial situation that everyone is really in right now. You've got high unemployment. You've got situations where folks are still furloughed if they're working in hotels. And so when asking the local consumer to pay for products that they may not necessarily need, that's always a tough ask. Here's Williams.
I mean, Hawaii is a very heavily tourist-based economy. I mean, that's just the reality of where we're located. You know, I will say this, kamaaina and locals are very, very supportive of local businesses as much as they can. You know, but if people don't feel comfortable just spending money on needlessly, I don't know what sort of impact that'll have on, you know, things like the markets and, you know, even going out to bars and restaurants and that kind of thing. We'll see. Hopefully it'll make a difference, but I really believe it won't be majorly getting back to normal until the tourists come back.
Tourism is so pervasive. I remember talking to business owners on Kauai as they began to reopen over a month ago. And the idea that the local consumer is working at the restaurant that's closed or the bar that's closed and the hotel that's closed, all their disposable income is no longer coming in as well. So, you know, there's sort of this, I guess, domino effect of reopening tourism that could bring some of these local consumers back in. For Keith De La Cruz, so he owns and manages that Hilo Farmers Market right downtown, open market. I've got half of it is produce, fruits and vegetables, but the other half is arts and crafts and is actually a very highly frequented by tourists when they do come by. And so for him, he's saying vendors there really don't care who's coming back, as long as somebody's coming back, because it's been a really rough 2 or 3 months for vendors there. But he says public health risk, the public health risk of contracting COVID-19, if you're going to continue to reopen, you know, travel, out-of-state travel, is something that's sort of at top of mind, even though they're struggling financially. Here's De La Cruz.
Our demographics here is usually 40-60. So 60% locals, 40 tourists. So when that went away, you know, then, and then of course, stay-at-home rules, you know, that really affected a lot of people. So I think tourism getting back to how they want it to be is a good goal, but realistically, I'm not sure if it's going to come back as fast as people want or as strong as people want. And we might even have a couple setbacks along the way.
De La Cruz has suggested that more should be done to ensure the safety or public safety of these businesses from travelers that are coming in out of state, but also inter-island as well, because he, you know, he wants to see things like increased testing, even to the point of daily testing of tourists in the hotels, making masks available in sort of travel hubs like the airport, just so that there are these extra precautions being taken as these consumers come into their businesses.
Okay, talking about the airport, how early did you have to go to the airport?
You know what? The initial advice, I think, coming from the press conference was to get there 3 hours before. And I got there sort of right before 4:30, so only an hour and a half, 2 hours before
my
flight. In the morning. It wasn't too bad because the kiosks weren't open yet. And I heard that from a lot of folks who were worried about how far in advance you should get there. But I think perhaps because everyone else took those same precautions of getting there early, it wasn't too chaotic. It was actually very mellow morning at the airport. And same thing on the way back. The process seems to be working well, at least in my experience, you know, the different stages and the paperwork. And speaking to some of the travelers who did decide to make that initial first flight, they felt safer knowing that, and I think you've heard this before, when you get to this Department of Health, I think, workers station at the airport where they look at your paperwork, they'll call your phone. And they felt, as a, you know, local resident, that if they're doing that for tourists and for everybody else, they feel a little safer knowing that we'll know how to get in contact with people.
All right. Well, we heard the Maui mayor say that his experience was good coming to Honolulu, so hopefully that holds, and yes. and then we'll see what happens with the visitors. All right, thanks so much.
Mahalo.
We've been talking with HPR's Kuve Hirishi about how businesses are faring now that Inter-Island Travel has a green light.